Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. 1 Peter 2 and other New Testament passages inform us that Jesus Christ is our example. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in His steps. 1 Peter 2:21. After our Lord's washing of His disciples' feet, He said, I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you. John 13:15. The Apostle Peter tells some of the areas where Christ serves as our example. He did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. Who, when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him who judges righteously. 1 Peter 2:22-23. The same apostle delivers these generic principles to govern our behavior. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brothers, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. The word translated rendering literally means to give back. The word is translated recompense in the following passage. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Romans 12:17. When men and women mistreat us, we are not to return evil for evil which they perpetrate against us. Paul exhorted the Thessalonians, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Incidentally, the word evil, kakon in Greek, is a generic term which covers a broad scope of sinful activities. Christians are forbidden to render railing for railing. The word railing is sometimes translated reviling. 1 Peter 2:23. The word refers to abusive speech, the kind of speech which surrounded our Lord at His trial and at His crucifixion. How tempting it is for all of us to cut others to pieces with our tongues when they have spoken evil of us. Personally, I hurt deeply when others speak abusively of me or of my loved ones. I have to stifle the urge to tell them off in so many ways. But the Lord forbids His children to engage in such abusive speech, even when the one speaking abusively deserves to be told off. What may Christians do when they are being abused for the cause of Christ? Instead of rendering evil for evil and railing for railing, we are to render a blessing. The word blessing is a present active participle and means to continually render a blessing. The word blessing comes from the Greek word, which comes into the English in our word eulogy, and eulogize. Are we able to comply with the Lord's instructions in our dealing with evil, abusive, and disrespectful people? As you and I both know by experience, it is not easy to do. The natural inclination to retaliate is difficult to control, but Christians must work at obeying their Lord's will for their lives. If He could endure persecution, reviling, and even crucifixion, surely we can be faithful in the face of the hardships and heartaches which we have to face. Christians know they are called, that they should inherit a blessing. Many people, especially those who are in the world and those who are worldly-minded, have problems with the Bible's restrictions regarding getting even with those who take advantage of us in some way. We may even think the sacrifice is too great for us to bear. But we must remember that our Lord endured these afflictions. Christ was spat upon, a very great indignity. He was crowned with thorns. He was mocked and ridiculed. But He did not return the same vicious and ugly attitude toward His tormentors. We must follow His example. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.